It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Sparky here, Charlie Usen over there. Last day of the week, and off we go to an exciting weekend. And the crew's out of town. They're in Oakland, which means Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports has all kinds of free time on his hands because he doesn't have to be going to the park. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. So what are the big plans for the weekend, Mr. Wagner?
I was hoping to go to Oakland this weekend to hang out at baseball's last dive bar, but no, I've got to go to Fond du Lac for a family wedding, so really thrilled about that.
Oh, is it a band or a DJ? And are you a person that dances out on the dance floor, or are you a person that bellies up to the bar?
I have no idea if it's a band or a DJ. I am not the dancing type. I would be bellied up to the bar, but tomorrow I'll just be looking to get the hell out of there as fast as humanly possible.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I don't really care much for love.
Yes.
Or happiness.
Yes. We know.
Or my family. So, you know.
You know, he really is a big teddy bear. I mean, this is all show for Wagner, but it's very funny. I laugh every week when I hear this. I want to bring up something. Josh Vernier was on earlier in the show, 96.5, The Fan in Kansas City, Royals insider there. And there was a piece on ESPN going over the different contenders and the strengths of each contender. And for the Brewers, they put defense fine. And then in the piece, when you read it for the Brewers, the paragraph, they make the comparison to the 2015 Royals as far as the strong back end of the bullpen, really good defense, and so forth. And of course, we're talking World Series, right? I bring it up to Vernier, and we kind of go back and forth on the comparison between the two. Do you see the similarities between the two? And what kind of chances do you have of the Brewers making that similar type run?
Yeah, I do see that kind of similarity. And, you know, we've talked about it. A couple of guys in the press box have mentioned it from time to time, because that is pretty much how the Royals were built. Now, granted, those guys had been a core and they'd been together a little bit longer. You know, I think most of those guys had 3 or 4 years playing together, so they were a little bit more veteran than what the Brewers are right now. But they were also a young group, probably a little bit better offensively, just top to bottom and consistency wise. But yeah, the back end of that bullpen, I mean, no doubt that was a selling point for that squad, and elite defense is what helped get that to that level. I mean, you can pick it apart a little bit, but I see where the basic crux of the argument is. And yeah, I can definitely see that.
I brought up to Vernier that I think the difference is, you know, their position players of Lorenzo Cain, Moustakas, and those guys, Hosmer at first, they had some grit to them already. They had been through it for a few years. There is not any grit on most of these guys currently from a position player standpoint for the Brewers. I think it's going to take a little while to get to that point. His response was, they may not know what they don't know, and it may not matter.
And I've said that from day one. I can't count how many times I said on your show alone, like, these guys don't know that they're supposed to suck this year, you know? And I think it pains me greatly to agree with Josh, as you know.
Yes.
But he's got a point there. I mean, what you don't know, you don't know. And Murphy likes to talk about, and he'll say this a lot of times when they, I think he especially used it when the Brewers were playing the Nationals and lost a boatload of games to them, that, you know, the Nationals were going out there and playing free. And I think that's what has been the driving factor for these Brewers, is just going out there and playing free. The expectations on this team were non-existent. They have already far surpassed and exceeded them. Now they've got a chance to do something really special. Stop worrying about it and just go out there and do what you can do. I think that freedom is what's coming into play here. The other thing that I think is worth noting, we look back on that 2015 Royals team. We also have the benefit of hindsight there. Because, yes, they did have Lokane, and they did have Moustakas, and I can't think off the top of my head who the rest of those guys were. But we look back, and all those guys were kind of legit stars at some point in their career. But at that point, I mean, yeah, they had the playoff run the year before and came close, but a lot of those guys were still kind of, you know, young. They were really regarded prospects, but they hadn't done that much yet in the big league. So there's a little bit of similarity there, too.
Talking with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. He joins us on Mondays and Fridays. I'm just going to keep referencing back to the Vernier interview because I feel like you have points and counterpoints off of the stuff we talked about. He has issue with baseball adding all these different teams to the playoffs, and he thinks now we're at the point that they're essentially playing within the margins. And going back to DePoto talking about they're trying to play 540 baseball or whatever it was that DePoto said, and that now you're really not trying to make that perfect or dominant team. I disagree because I think the Dodgers are always trying to buy a team. But outside of that, because there's so much parity and it's wide open right now, it allows teams maybe not to spend as much as they normally would spend and try just to be that team that gets hot in the postseason. Good or not for baseball?
It depends on what side of it you're on. I mean, if you like the old school traditional playoff race or it's division winners and nothing else, no, you're going to hate it. But in that case, I think fans were sick of seeing the same teams winning it every year. I think from a baseball fan standpoint, there is benefit to having expanded playoffs. You play that many games for only a handful to get in is ridiculous. And look at the NBA. You know, you got 16 teams in there. How many times do you see a team that's, you know, below 500 getting in? It happens more often than not. Now you got the play-in term and everything else. And no one talks about that product being diluted. I mean, by percentage, baseball still has the fewest number of teams that make the postseason every year. And they have the longest season. So I think absolutely they should have expanded playoffs. I think they need to find a better format for it. And that's going to take some time. But I don't see the downside to having expanded playoffs in this day and age.
This is the thing, though. You brought up how long the season is, and we talked about that, too. Because I said, look, you have all these additional teams making the playoffs because, like every other sport, they want these fan bases to be involved longer in watching the sport and buying tickets and going to games and not losing them to the NFL like they always do in September. His rationale was to make it like the minors, split it up into two halves, have first half winners, have second half winners, and then have the playoffs. Have there be a reset in the middle of the year. What say you to that, Andrew Wagner?
I mean, it's not the worst idea that's ever been thrown out there. I mean, there definitely could be some merit to it. Now, if you're going to do that, maybe you could adjust it and you change the trade deadline, you know, to the midpoint of the season. I mean, there's ways you could do it. I mean, people would have a hissy fit, no doubt about it. But, I mean, it's not the worst idea in the world. It worked in 1981 for the strike. I mean, the Brewers' first playoff appearance came that way. So, you know, maybe there's benefit to it. But I do like the idea of having more teams in because never mind the business standpoint because, yes, at the end of the day, it's all about money and generating revenue and all that stuff. But who wants to go out and watch a team whose season is over? Like, you know, there are not that many diehards out there. Baseball has struggled with maintaining an audience at times. This helps. People are going to go to games. People are going to go to games because they want to see their team win. You know, the days of going to a game just for civic pride or loyalty or because nothing else to do is long gone. You know, we could sit and talk about how things used to be all day long, but at some point, what do they say in Moneyball? Adapt or die. You got to adapt. And this is getting people out to the ballpark in markets where in any other year, they might not be so inclined to spend their money and go take in a ball game.
The other option I brought up was simply get rid of April and get rid of September. Start the season in May, end the season at the end of August. Playoffs start Labor Day weekend when there is no NFL. The season hasn't even started yet, and you get to be the main course to get everybody going with playoffs. And that way, the season's, the World Series is done by the middle of October. You don't have snow in the World Series. You don't have freezing fans in the World Series. And the season is much shorter.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would require a pretty healthy cut of the regular season schedule, and I doubt you're going to find anybody, owners or players, willing to chop off that much revenue, be it ticket sales, be it TV broadcast, be it payroll. That'll never happen. Like, ideally, they would cut the regular season down, you know, by a week or so, maybe go back to 154 games so you could have a proper first-round playoff series, but I don't see any drastic changes ever coming to the regular season schedule.
Do you think that these two Brewers pitchers that they acquired, Sevalla and Montas, can be as good as they've been here their last couple of starts going forward? As we're going to see them then again here again, Sevalla gets the start coming up tonight in Oakland.
I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, you know, if you look at the good starts and bad starts those guys have had for the Brewers, it's kind of 50-50. So, I mean, you got 50-50 odds. There's no reason to think they're not going to keep getting better as they get more familiar with, you know, throwing to Contreras, throwing to Sanchez or Hayes when they're back there, more comfortable working with the pitching staff. I mean, I don't see any reason why those guys can't keep doing it. Are they going to put up six shutout frames every time they go out there? Absolutely not. But, you know, they didn't go out and get these guys thinking they were going to be 2008 CC Sabathias.
Right.
They got these guys because they thought these guys will eat innings and they may not win the game, but they won't lose the game. And I think that was the goal of those two acquisitions.
8:40 start tonight. Sevalla on the mound tonight. 3:07. So the Packers get done at 3 tomorrow, and then you switch right over to the Brewers in Oakland. Colin Ray on the mound tomorrow. A 3:07 start there. Sunday, another 3:07 start with Frankie Montas on the mound for the Crew. Enjoy your wedding in Fond du Lac, and we'll recap it on Monday. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait, Sparky.
I know you can't. Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.